Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here with you to share God's Word and to celebrate the Lord's Supper with you.
弟兄姊妹，下午好！我很高兴能回到这里与大家分享上帝的话语，并与你们一起庆祝主的圣餐。
In my last sermon on the book of Revelation, I pointed out that the key focus of the book was eternity, and most importantly, how you will spend eternity. I kept coming back to the point that the way you will spend the future in eternity depends on how you relate to Jesus now.
在上一篇关于启示录的讲道中，我指出启示录的一个重点是永恒。最重要的是你如何度过永恒。我一直反复强调这一点。你将如何度过永恒的未来，取决于你现在与耶稣的关系。
If that is the case, then an important question is, who is Jesus and what is he like?
如果是这样的话，那么一个重要的问题就是耶稣是谁，他是怎样的人。
The next passage in the book of Revelation anticipates this question and reveals to us who Jesus is and what he is like. But the revelation of what Jesus is like is very different from the ways we normally think about him.
启示录的下一段经文预示了我们的问题，向我们揭示了耶稣是谁，他是怎样的人。但是启示录有关耶稣是怎样的启示，与我们通常对他的看法是截然的不同。
Let us now turn to this vision of Jesus that is revealed to us. Please stand for the reading of God's Word from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 9 to 20.
现在让我们来看看启示录给我们启示的有关耶稣基督的意象。请弟兄姊妹起立，我们来诵读启示录第一章九到二十节上帝的话语。
I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣里的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做见证的，曾在那名叫麻摩的海岛上，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，打与以弗所、士美拿、别加罗、推雅推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
And I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash around his chest. And his hair was white like wool, white as snow. And his eyes were like blazing fire. And his feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. And in his hand he held seven stars. And coming out of his mouth was a sharp double-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
我转过身来，要开始随意发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头 羽发渐白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来的一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. And then he placed his right hand on me and said, Do not be ashamed, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我，说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是后后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”
Write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话语就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
The Apostle John was doing what we are doing right now. He was worshiping God on a Sunday.When he heard this loud, arresting voice command him to write the letters to the seven churches. These were the seven churches he was rather familiar with in Asia Minor, today's southwest Turkey.
使徒约翰正在做我们现在做的事情，就是主日他正在敬拜上帝，突然听到一个大而响的声音。命令他写信给七个教会，就是在小亚细亚，现今土耳其的西南部，他非常熟悉的七个教会。
When he turned around to see who was speaking with him, he saw a person who nearly terrified him to death. And this person lets John know that he is Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God.
当他转过身来。要看是谁发声与他说话，他一看见就吓得像死了一样。这个人让约翰知道，他就是耶稣，是弥赛亚，是上帝的儿子。
Now this Jesus does not look at all like the Jesus that John knew when Jesus was with him on earth. And the vision John relays to us does not seem at all like the mental pictures.We have of what Jesus is like that comes from other parts of the Bible.
这个耶稣看起来一点不像约翰在是认识的耶稣。约翰向我们传达了的意象，似乎一点不像从圣经其他部分获得的那个耶稣的形象。
So, what do we generally think Jesus is like?
那么我们一般认为耶稣是什么样的人呢？
Usually we think of Jesus as mild and loving and approachable. Certainly not the scary, terrifying being that is revealed to John on the island of Patmos.
通常我们认为耶稣是温柔、慈爱、平易近人。当然不像在拔摩岛上像约翰显现是那个可怕的恐惧的耶稣。
Probably one of the favorite images of Jesus that comes to mind is of Jesus and the little children. He said, Let the little children come to me. And Jesus rebuked his disciples for shooing the children away. The being who John saw that Sunday was not someone children would want to run to. Instead, they would run screaming to their mothers.
可能出现在我们脑海中最喜欢的耶稣的画面之一就是耶稣和小孩子。他说让小孩子到我这里来。他还斥责门徒把孩子们给赶走了。约翰在那个主日看到的耶稣并不是孩子们想要跑过去靠近的人，相反的，他们会尖叫着跑回自己的母亲。
Another favorite image we have of Jesus, of what Jesus is like is that of him being the good shepherd. He cares about his sheep. He goes after the lost ones who go astray. He goes out with them, and they know his voice. He leads them beside still waters, gives them food, and is a calming presence to us, his sheep.
另外一个我们最喜欢的耶稣的形象就是他是好牧人，他关心他的羊，他追寻迷失的羊，他与羊同行，羊也认识他的声音，他带领他们到溪水旁青草地，并安慰我们这些他的羊。
The being in John's vision was anything but calming to us, and it was not so for the Apostle John either.
约翰印象中的耶稣对我们来说绝不是宁静的，对使徒约翰来说也是如此。
There are also Old Testament texts that point to God's saving Messiah as being gentle and approachable.
旧约中也有一些经文指出，上帝的救赎主弥赛亚是温柔而平易近人的。
Isaiah was given this vision of the Savior who was to come.
以赛亚看到了即将到来的救世主的意象。
He will not shout out, or cry out, or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break.And a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
以赛亚42:2-3，他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开。
This is a person so gentle and caring.That he will not discard a seemingly bruceless reed or snuff out a smoking, annoying lamp.
这是一个如此温柔体贴的人，他不会丢弃一根看似无用的芦苇，也不会吹灭一盏冒烟烦人的灯。
And Isaiah also described this coming suffering servant this way.
以赛亚先知在53:7也是这样描述这位即将到来的受苦的仆人。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口。
And in the Gospels, we see Jesus spending most of his time with poor, forgotten, or outcast people. He spent most of his 3 years of ministry in an out-of-the-way place on the north side of the Sea of Galilee.That spurned land of Zebulun and Naphtali, which saw his great light.
在福音书中，我们看到耶稣大部分的时间都与穷人、被遗忘者或被抛弃的人在一起。他3年的传道生涯，大部分的时间都是在加利利海北岸的一个偏僻的地方度过。那里就是被抛弃的 西布伦地和拿弗他利地，在那里人看到了他的大光。
And Jesus healed many people, many down and out people, people that were beggars because of their disabilities. And in his highly morally conscious society, Jesus spent time with social outcasts, tax collectors and prostitutes.
耶稣医治了许多穷困潦倒的人，因残疾而沦为乞丐的人。在那个道德意识极强的社会里，他却花时间在社会的弃儿、税吏和妓女的身上。
And even more surprising, Jesus did not seem to care about his ritual purity and his ability to enter the temple, because he touched people that would make him ritually impure, like lepers, and even dead children who he restored to their parents.
更令人惊讶的是，耶稣似乎并不在意对进入圣殿在礼仪洁净上的要求，因为他触摸了那些礼仪上不洁净的人，如麻风病人，使他变得不洁净。甚至主耶稣使死去的孩子复活，再次回到他的父母边身边。
Now that is the image of what Jesus is like that we usually carry around in our heads. Caring, humble, approachable, isn't it?
这就是我们通常脑海中呈现的耶稣的形象，满有慈爱、关怀、谦卑、平易近人，不是吗？
And what is this scary image of Jesus that John has given? And it is Jesus, for the terrifying person that John sees describes himself as, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive for now and evermore.
那么约翰看到的耶稣可怕的形象是怎样的呢？约翰看到那个可怕的就是耶稣。耶稣宣告说，我是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。
So, what image of Jesus is the right one? The loving, caring, approachable one? Or this terrifying, bizarre looking one?
那么哪一个才是耶稣确切的形象呢？是慈爱、关怀、平易近人的形象，还是那个可怕、怪异的形象呢？
The answer is both. Both images describe who Jesus is. Both images capture who Jesus is. They both exist at the same time. And we can see that they do both exist together. We see this when this forbidding looking person who has terrified John almost to the point of death gently touches John and reassures him not to be afraid. John remembers that touch. And John remembers the many times during his earthly ministry that Jesus told his disciples not to be afraid.
答案是两者都是。两种形象描述的都是耶稣。两个形象都捕捉了耶稣是谁。他们同时存在。我们可以看到他们确实同时存在。我们可以看到当这个看起来令人生畏、几乎把约翰吓得要死的人，却轻轻地触摸约翰，安慰他不要害怕。约翰还记得耶稣在地上传道福音施工期间，多次地吩咐他的门徒们说：“不要害怕。”
So both images of Jesus exist at the same time. But what does this terrifying of image of Jesus mean? Why does Jesus present himself this way? Let's look at that now.
因此，耶稣的两个形象同时存在。但耶稣这种令人恐惧的形象意味着什么呢？耶稣为什么要这样呈现自己呢？让我们现在来看看这个问题。
As I mentioned in my first sermon on the book of Revelation, The book contains over 450 allusions to the Old Testament. The book of Revelation is also part of the biblical genre of apocalyptic literature, noted for bizarre or strange images. In this vision of Christ, both Old Testament allusions and apocalyptic images come to the fore.
正如我在第一篇关于启示录的讲道中提到的，启示录中包含了450多个旧约的典故。启示录也是圣经启示文学的一部分，就是以奇异怪异的意象画面著称。在基督的意象中，旧约的典故和末日意象都凸显了出来。
The vision of the person that John sees when he turns around is very similar to the portraits of the Son of Man and the Ancient of Days we find in the apocalyptic visions of the prophet Daniel and Ezekiel.
当约翰转身看到那人子的异象，与我们在先知但以理和以西结的那个世界末日异象中看到的人子和那个亘古常在者的意象的画面是非常的相似。
The description of the person's head and hair are like those of the Ancient of Days, as is his voice, which is like the sound of many waters. And notice the similarity with the vision of the Son of Man that Daniel sees standing on the banks of the Tigris River.
对这个人的头和头发的描述与那个亘古常在者相似，他的声音如同重水的声音。请注意，这与但以理站在比格里斯河岸边看见的那个人子的意象十分相似。
Daniel said, I looked up, and there before me was a man dressed in linen, with a belt of fine gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like topaz. His face like lightning. His eyes like flaming torches. And his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze. And his face like the sound of a multitude.
但以理书十章五到六节，举目观看，见有一人身穿细麻衣，腰束乌发金金带，他身体如水苍玉，面貌如闪电，眼目如火把，手和脚如光明的铜，说话的声音如大众的声音。
Clearly, the vision John sees is telling us that Jesus is both the Ancient of Days and the Son of Man. And the fact that the person stands among the lampstands where the Old Testament priests ministered in the temple is also telling us that this person is a priest.
很显然，约翰看到的意象告诉我们，耶稣既是亘古长存者，又是人子。这个人站在旧约祭司和圣殿里供职的灯台中间，这也告诉我们，这一个人是一位祭司。
The reference to the sword coming out of the person's mouth is to the prophecies of Isaiah, in which the root of Jesse will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. And the fact that his face shone like the sun is an allusion to the victorious Israelite warrior portrayed in the poem of victory sung by the judges Deborah and Barak in the book of Judges.
他口中吐出宝剑，是指先知以赛亚的预言，耶西的根要以口中的杖击打世界，11:4。而他的面貌如同烈日放光，则暗指士师记中士师底伯拉和巴拉克所唱的胜利之诗中描绘的胜利的以色列勇士。
But what are these metaphorical images telling us about what Jesus is like? First of all, they are telling us that he is the everlasting God. He is also the second person of the Trinity who takes on humanity and lives among us for our salvation. Jesus is also the victorious warrior who has defeated death and Satan and protects God's people. And he is also the judge who is coming and will judge and punish the world for its sins. And as we will see later on, he will also judge the church when it fails to remain faithful to him. Finally, Jesus is a priest, actually the great high priest, who offers himself as a sacrifice once for all for the sins of his people, that we might be reconciled to God through him.
最后，耶稣是一位祭司，实际上他是大祭司，他为他的子民的罪一次献上自己为祭物，使我们可以记着他与神和好。The
book of Revelation is not the only place in the Bible where Christ is depicted in this cosmic way. Here are some other passages.
在圣经中，启示录并不是唯一的地方。
From the letter to the Hebrews,
如希伯来书的一章一到三节,
in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. And after he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
神既在古时，记着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。 就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的力量托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And another comes from the letter to the Colossians.
还有从哥罗西书一章15到17节。
The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
爱子是那不能看见神、看不能看见之神的像，是首生的，是一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位、主治的。 执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
The Bible presents what we might call two different visions of Christ. One is of the humble, loving, approachable Good Shepherd, and the other is of the exalted Judge and Lord of all nations, who is also the one through whom and for whom all things were created, and by whom the whole universe is sustained. Both visions of Christ are true, and the reality is that we need to keep both visions of Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man, in our minds.
平易近人的好牧人，另一个是至高的审判者和万国之主，万物都是借着他创造的，也是为他创造的。万有又是靠他而立，这两种基督的形象都是真实的，而现实是我们需要在心中牢记耶稣的两种形象，也就是他是神子，又是人子。
We need to keep the exalted and somewhat forbidding image of Jesus in our minds so that we do not become lax and presumptuous in our life and in our approach to God. On the other hand, we need to know that Jesus came to seek and save sinners, and he wants us to know that we can approach him in our weakness.
我们需要在心中铭记耶稣是至高的、令人敬畏的形象，这样我们在生活中和靠近上帝的时候，不会变得松懈和妄自尊大。另一方面，我们确实需要知道，耶稣来是为要寻找拯救世上的罪人。他希望我们知道，我们在软弱中可以依靠他。
Honestly, it can be very hard to hold both of these somewhat conflicting images in our mind at the same time. But that is true of many things in our faith. For example, John describes Jesus, the Word of God, as being full of grace and truth. Grace and truth can be very often opposed to one another. But Jesus was full of both, and he reconciles them.
说实话, 同时在我们脑海中保留这两种看似冲突的形象是非常困难的，但在我们的信仰中，很多事情都是如此。例如，约翰将耶稣描述为上帝的圣言，充满了恩典和真理。恩典和真理常常是相互对应的，但耶稣却充满了恩典和真理。
So how can we hold together in our minds these two very different ideas of who Jesus is and what he is like? And what we do is humbly rely on the Spirit of God to help us think about God rightly and to love and obey his commands well. We do not have the power to do this on our own, but God's Holy Spirit can empower us to do this.
那么，如何才能在我们心中将耶稣是谁，以及他是怎样的人，这两个截然不同的观念结合在一起呢？我们要做的是，要谦卑地依靠上帝的圣灵，来帮助我们正确地思考上帝，爱他，并很好地遵守他的诫命，靠我们自己的
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we confess that we often have too small a vision of who you are. We often take matters of our faith too lightly. Lord, forgive us of this error. Help us to see all of who you are, to have a right sense of awe and reverence, but also help us to sense that you place your hand on us and tell us not to be afraid, for you are both the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God who was slain for our salvation.
主耶稣，我们承认我们常常对你是谁认识的太狭隘，我们常常轻忽我们的信仰。主啊，请赦免我们的过错，帮助我们认识全备的你，让我们对你有正确的敬畏和崇敬之心，但也帮助我们感觉到你的手放在我们身上，告诉我们说不要害怕，因为你既是犹大的狮子，也是为救赎我们被杀的上帝的羔羊。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。We come now to the Lord's Supper, and when we come to that, we are again confronted with clashing representations of Jesus. On one hand, we have the humble, ordinary bread and wine, items we can taste and feel. On the other hand, Jesus says, "This bread is my body, and this wine is my blood." Huh? How is that so?
当我们享用主的圣餐的时候，我们再次面临对耶稣的不同的表述。一方面，我们有卑微的普通的饼和杯，是我们可以感受和品尝的；另一方面，耶稣说这饼是我的身体，这杯是我的血，是这样的吗？怎么会是这样呢？
Now, Jesus is represented by the bread and the wine that he says represents his death for us. But we deny that the bread and the wine are somehow transformed into his real body and blood. But when we do come together to break this bread and share and drink this wine in his name, he is spiritually present with us by faith.
耶稣说，这饼和杯代表着他为我们受死，但我们否认饼和杯与某种方式转化成了耶稣真正的身体和血。但是当我们以他的名义聚集在一起拨饼分杯的时候，他就因信在圣灵里与我们同在了。
So on one hand, Jesus is physically represented to us in the bread and the wine that we can see and feel and taste. On the other hand, he is truly with us spiritually. And the benefits of his salvation are communicated to us by faith and through the strengthening of our faith.
因此，一方面，借着饼和杯，耶稣以肉身的形式呈现在我们眼前。我们可以看到、感觉到、品尝到。另一方面，他在圣灵中确实与我们同在，借着信心将他救赎的恩典施予我们，来加增我们对他的信靠。
So who should partake of this supper? It is for those who believe in Jesus alone for their salvation, and who are members in good standing.Of a Bible-believing church. If you meet those criteria, then you are welcome to come to this table. If you believe in Jesus but are not part of a Bible-believing church, I recommend that you come and meet with the elders of this church and become part of God's family here.
那么，谁应该领受主的圣餐呢？主的圣餐是为那些唯独相信耶稣是他们的救赎并且你是在以圣经为根基的教会中的一位委身的会员预备的。如果你符合这些条件，我们欢迎你来参加主的圣餐。如果你相信耶稣但还没有委身一间以圣经为根基的教会，我建议你与本教会的长老会谈，成为这里上帝家庭中的一员。
But if you do not believe in Jesus, you do not hold either of these images of him in your heart, then you should refrain from participating in the supper. For the Apostle Paul says that to partake of this Lord's Supper requires us to discern the Lord's body.
但是如果你还没有相信耶稣， 也不试图在心中持有耶稣的这两种形象，那么你就不应该参加这主的晚餐。因为使徒保罗说，来参加主的晚餐需要我们辨别主的身体。
And by discerning the Lord's body, Paul means that we perceive that Jesus is really here with us when we break this bread and share this wine.And you must realize that it is also this terrifying version of Jesus that is here with us.
Paul says,
go ahead, finish. says, do you want to act presumptuously and arrogantly in the presence of that Jesus? I do not think it is advisable.
Paul says, 分辨主的身体是指我们当我们拨饼分杯的时候，我们会感觉到耶稣真实的与我们同在，同时也必须意识到与我们同在的也是这位可畏惧的耶稣。你想在耶稣面前妄自尊大吗？我认为这是不可取的。
With that, let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, help our faith at this time as we partake of this bread and wine to see that you are with us to comfort and strengthen us. During this time, help us to see more clearly all of who you are. Amen.
主啊，当我们领受你的饼和杯的时候，请帮助我们的信心，让我们深知与我们同在，安慰我们，坚固我们。帮助我们在这一时刻更清晰认识全备的你。阿门。